When you're a farmer working the land, it speaks to you in many different ways. Grapes that are turned into wine tell the tale of the soil they're grown in, and cheese tells the tale of the cows it came from and the grass those cows ate. But cheese also carries other stories that only someone like Matt Rubiner understands. Rubiner is a cheesemonger in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, but he used to spend his time in academia as a military historian and analyst.
Yeah, I always seemed like cagey, like I was a spy or something, but it was military affairs, mostly technology sort of stuff, you know, what's the newest and greatest weapon the Chinese were coming up with. And I was doing that, things that seemed cool, and I was just a young analyst, war games and things like that, you know, where you're strategizing, you know, what crazy things could happen in the world 10, 20, 30 years down the line. And there was intellectual stimulation to the extent that I'm capable of that, but there wasn't a sensual passion that you had, and you know, and it's like, oh, I got to do something else. What am I going to do? And you know, porn star was disreputable, and I wasn't qualified to be a major league relief pitcher, so picked to cheese. When I first got in the business and somebody said to me, it was like, okay, there's two key questions you need to ask about cheese, to understand cheese. Why do you make cheese? And what cheese do you make? And the answers are, you make cheese to preserve milk. And what cheese do you make? You make cheese that the land tells you to make. If you go to southern Italy, what kind of cheeses are you going to make? The land is poor. It's land of figs and olive oil. They'd have to reach deep into the arid soil and, you know, to whatever sweetness they can pull from the earth. And it's too poor a country for cattle, but you need these browsing, sure-footed sheep. Goats, too, but goats aren't typical of Italy because the, you know, Saracen invaders into Europe didn't settle those areas, so they didn't bring their goats with them, which are, you know, so I was a military historian, so that any time I can combine conquest and cheese, it's always. So the sheep are the animal that thrive there, and the cheese they make is pecorino, and that's what it is. So you can taste the pecorino, and you're tasting history, you're tasting culture, you're tasting, you know, you go to the Loire Valley in France, and there's these, all these, each town has its own wonderful little goat cheese with its whimsical shape, a pyramid, a log, a little disc, and you taste these things and you understand history, but then you realize that the goats weren't indigenous to this place. They were an introduction of the invading armies that, you know, when the armies retreated, the culture, some of their culture stayed, and you can look at and see that there were battles in this particular town, and the battles are the same names as the cheeses. Sound too pretentious, but it speaks of a tradition. It must have come from this particular geology. It must have come from this particular climate. It must have come from people who had this sort of food way or this particular diet. And when I see a piece of cheese, it is just a pure expression of the place from which it came.
Yep, sometimes cheese is more than just fermented milk. Amazing stuff. Matt Rubiner, former defense analyst, now a cheesemonger in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.